The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Yippee-Ki-Yay, Western Old Time Radio.
Renfrew of the Mounted. Thus, along with a haunting wolf call, begins our adventure show starring Inspector Douglas Renfrew of the Royal Mounted Police. Similar to Challenge of the Yukon, this adventurous gem will have you so excited you'll be clip-clopping around your radio at the pace of the police horses. Sponsored by Wonder Bread, you won't want to miss one adventure on this incredible show.
Reporting, ready for action.
Once again, we bring you Renfrew of the Mounted, another story of the famous inspector of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, known to thousands of admirers through the books and stories of Laurie York Erskine, adapted for radio by George Ludlam. Today, Renfrew investigates the strange case of Corporal Malcolm Sandis, officer in charge of the police post at Glen Afton, who has been suspected of taking a bribe. Our story begins in Glen Afton itself, frontier town of British Columbia, where officials of the local bank are looking forward to the end of a busy day. Outside, a light rain spatters the windows, and a group of mounted strangers are quietly gathering at the bank's door. But inside, everything is light and warm. Unaware of danger, the president is in his private office, talking with an assistant.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Yeah, Jackson. Kenny and Jackson. Did you want to see me about something?
Why, no, sir. They told me in the outer office that you wanted to see me.
Oh, that's right. Come to think of it, I did want to see you, Jackson. Look here. See that in the last copy of the register?
And what is it, sir?
Halfway down the third column.
Oh, you mean that story about the bank holdup down in Haywood. Yes, I did see that, sir. Bad business.
You're right, Jackson. Very bad business. What I'm thinking now is, what if it should happen here?
Good Lord, sir, it couldn't happen here.
You've been going to the movies again. But seriously, Jackson, why can't it? Do you know of any particular reason why a gang of hold-up men couldn't come walking in that door this moment and hold us up for, well, I can't just specify the amount offhand.
The cashier will have it, sir. Shall I call him?
No, don't bother. He'll be in himself directly. Anyhow, let's say our cash on hand is about $25,000 or $35,000.
Is it that much, sir?
All of that, maybe more. And my point is, Jackson, that it does our depositors much more good here in the bank than it would in the pockets of some hold-up artist.
You're not seriously worried, are you, sir?
Well, that depends. What's that article say? That business down in Haywood. Does it mention names?
Well, let me see. Yes, sir, it does. Oh, here we are. This report says the general opinion seems to be that the men who did it are escaped convicts from up north.
Fresh from the penitentiary, eh? Did you say who they are?
Well, the leader's fellow's name is Saltaire.
Saltaire? Yeah. Means nothing to me. Not one of my intimate friends, for which much thanks. Well, look here, Jackson.
Yes, sir?
Coming to the point, what can we do about it here in Glen Afton? How are we fixed?
Well, sir, the men in the windows have revolvers, of course, but
Much good they'd do. Why, when I was down in Vancouver last month, attending the bankers' convention, there was quite a bit of talk about better protection for banks in small towns. Tear gas, hidden post, all that sort of thing.
Well, sir, we could go in for that, of course, but, well, do you really think it's necessary?
Well, isn't it?
Well, if you ask me, our best protection is the mounted. We've a post right here in Glen Afton.
Yeah, that's true. Hadn't thought of it that way. Of course, a post of mounted police is really about the best protection we could have. Know the man in charge?
Why, yes, sir. Corporal Sanders, one of the best men I know.
Well, that's encouraging. Come to think of it, I believe you're right. Forget all about tear gas and extra guns and whatnot.
Well, I really think it isn't the best for us.
All right, let it go. That's all, Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Here's Bowman.
Hello, Bowman.
Hello,
Bowman. Mr. Jackson. Well, sir, business is booming.
Looks like it, Bowman, and I don't mind telling you, I'm glad to see it.
Yes, sir. Just a few more days like today, and we'll have to move into larger quarters.
Oh, build a vault. How much money have we on hand?
Well, sir, between ourselves, we have more than I like to see.
Hmm?
Pretty close to 40,000.
40,000, dear. Well, tomorrow we'll transfer some of that money to safer quarters.
All right.
Though I really don't suppose... Hello, what's that?
Are those men out there? What are they doing?
Come on, hands up, everybody. What? Stand right where you are.
They've got guns.
It's a holdup.
This is a stick-up. And a showy means business. Next time I aim to hit. Get going, boys. Make it fast.
Telephone. Call the police.
No, wait. Don't move.
Hey there, you two in the back room. Come out of that. Come on or I'll...
Hurry up, Salter. Make it fast.
Come on, you hear me? I won't tell you again.
Come on, sir. Have to do it.
But they can't make me do...
And make you, huh? Watch us.
Make it fast, Salter.
I'll make it fast. Who's the boss here? You? All right. Quick. How much you got here and where is it? Come on, I said quick.
Why,
None of that stuff. Go in there and open the safe.
Salter, never mind him. We got it.
Sure?
I tell you, we got it. The safe is standing wide open. Look.
Okay, beat it for the horses. Come on, you guys. Make it fast in there.
Okay, here, Salter. We got the cash in the window. Stand still, you. Keep them hands up.
Beat it. Outside. I'm backing out of here. If anybody makes a move, drill them. Okay, boys?
Okay, Saltier.
You'll give us 5 minutes, see, before you make a move. If you don't, well, we'll be back. Okay, boys, right.
Well, all your girls
need. Don't make a move. Remember what he said.
Nonsense, that was a bluff. Telephone, quick. Get the police. Where's that phone? Operator, operator. Police, get the police. An armed gang has held up the bank. I say an armed gang is... What? What?
What's the matter? What'd she say?
She says the post is closed. The corporal in charge is away. Well, look here. Are you listening? Find out where he is. Call him back. And if you can't catch him, call Renfrew. Inspector Renfrew at Genbow. Get that? Renfrew?
Take that other phone, Sheehan.
Yes, sir.
I've got this one. Hello?
Hello.
Renfrew speaking.
Yeah.
Carstairs. And get these orders. The Saltair gang has held up the bank at Glenafton. Glenafton, G-L-E-N-A-F-T-O-N.
For sure.
That's right. Saltier.
No, we haven't.
S-A-L-T-I-R-E.
That's right.
So far as we know, he's heading south. Call in all your men at once and cover the roads to Fort Brandon. Warn the constable in charge. If anything turns up, telephone me here at Grenville. Got it? Good.
Doesn't make any difference. He was told to stay at his post. Well, sure, ever since that robbery in Haywood. Well, I know. All right, if you hear anything, let us know, will you? All right, goodbye. That was Ben Afton, sir. There's still no word or sign of Corporal Sandage.
I don't like it, Sheehan. I don't like it at all. What's the matter with him? Where is he? Why wasn't he on the job when Saltier and his gang rode into Glenafton?
It looks queer, sir.
Oh, it looks worse than that. I wouldn't have believed it, but... No Sandage, do you?
No, sir. I don't, but Saltier's a hard case with a price on his head. If he warned Sandy, say, to stay out of the picture, you know, for his health...
No, no. No, I know Sandy's. If there was one man in the world that I'd say couldn't be bluffed...
But why else was Sandy's away? He was ordered to stay by his post since that robbery down at Haywood. Of course, sir, they do say that every man has his price.
His price? Oh, no. No, Sheer, not bribery. You know better than that. I'll take it. Renfrew speaking. Constable Baker, a special orders, Baker. The Saltier gang has held up the bank at Glenafton. Glenafton, and is heading south. You will take your patrol and cover the tunnel trail between Ferndale and Spider River. Got it? I'll repeat. The tunnel trail between Ferndale and Spider River. Report by telephone if you make an arrest. That's all. All right. Come along, Sheehan.
Yes, sir. Where to?
Well, all the roads are closed. If Saltier is heading south now, he's only got one way left.
Oh, Jiminy, sir, that's right. South through Black Pass Canyon. Do we ride there now?
No, Sheehan. No, we're going north to the post of Corporal Sandys at Glenafton.
Glenafton, sir?
Exactly, Sheehan. We're going to find out why a corporal of the mounted police has failed in his duty. Hand me my belt, will you?
Now, wait a minute, sir. Here you are.
Thank you, Sheehan. Come on.
Sir?
Hey there, come on now. Hey, none of that. Here, you get your nose out of my pocket. Out, I said. That's better. Well, if it's sugar, you won't ask for it. Politely. I said politely. There, yeah, that's better. Now, stand back there. Stand back while I load this pack.
That would be Sandy, sir, this way.
Yes.
Hello. Visitors?
Are you a Corporal Sandys?
Yes, sir.
My name's Renfrew, inspector in charge of Glenbow. This is Constable Sheehan.
Oh, yes, sir. Happy to meet you, sir. And Constable Sheehan.
How do you know?
About this Saltier affair, Sandys.
Oh, I see, sir. They thought I needed help.
It's a bad business.
Yes, sir. I know.
It looks, Corporal Sandys, as if Saltier had ridden in here and robbed the bank right under your nose.
Yes, it does look like that, doesn't it?
You were instructed to stand by your post. And when Saltier turned up, you were away.
Yes, sir. I was away.
Why were you away, Sandys? You knew Saltier was in the country. You knew we were looking for him. Yet you allow him to slip through your fingers.
Yes, sir.
You allowed a criminal whom all the force was looking for to dodge you neatly and completely.
He did worse than dodge me, Inspector.
What?
What do you say?
I say he did worse than dodge me. He bribed me.
Bribed you?
Yes, sir, bribed me. Look here. I carry it around in my pocket just in case.
Glory be. That's money.
It is money. $1,000 in $100 bills. In consideration of that amount, I was to shut up the post and be out of town while Saltair cracked the bank. Now, here's the note that came with it.
But I don't understand, Sandys. This note reads just as you say. You don't mean to tell me you pulled out of here because of that $1,000.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yes, Sandys, it does. But I don't believe it.
You don't, sir?
No.
Thank you. That's all that counts. And now I'll tell you what happened. On the day of the robbery, I got a phone call saying Saltier had been seen near Colville Ranch. So out I went. And I found out it was a plant. Nobody'd seen Saltier, and nobody'd sent any phone call.
Oh, that's easy. Saltier sent it himself.
Maybe. Anyway, back I came. And on the way, I met an old Indian, Fred Pius, and he handed me this.
Did he say where he got it?
Oh, yes. He said a strange man gave it to him 2 days before, with orders to deliver it to me.
Yeah, but why did he do it? I mean, why did he wait?
He saw it contained money, and for a while he was tempted to keep it for himself. As it was, he kept it just long enough. I got the money, and I got the note, and I was out of town at the appointed time while the bank was robbed. Well, so there it is. Saltier thinks I'm a bribed man.
So it would certainly appear. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to catch up with Saltier if it's the last thing I do. And I'm going to make him swallow this whole bankroll. He can't make a crook out of me.
Well, with the Indian to testify for you, you can prove you're innocent.
No, not to Saltier, Sheehan. He believes he's bribed me, and I'm going to show him different. I'm carrying this bankroll right here in my breast pocket, and when I catch Saltier,
He's heading south.
I thought so.
Oh, you did? Well, why?
Well, Saltier's an old range rider, and that's the way he would head. I've just packed up some grub, and Ronnie and I are going to follow him.
Oh, you'd better wait, Sandys. He's got quite a crowd.
You think I'm worried about that, sir? Oh. Hello. Who's this?
Well, whoever it is, he's in a hurry.
Oh, it's Daggett from Glen Afton.
Uncle Sandys, got a message for Inspector Renfrew.
Oh, I'm Renfrew. What is it?
Phone call, Inspector. Elaine from Glenbow. They said it was urgent, so I came right out to the post.
All right, Daggett, what is it?
Well, Saltier and his gang are heading for Black Pass Canyon.
Are you sure?
Oh, don't ask me, sir. That's what they said to tell you.
Yeah, who said it?
The Constable Carstairs at Fort Brandon. He said to tell you to hurry.
Don't worry. I'll hurry, all right. Come on, Ronnie.
Wait, Sandys. Where are you going?
Black Pass Canyon, of course. Head him off.
But wait a minute.
Hiya, Ronnie. Come on, boy. Get going.
Can I call him back, sir?
Wait a minute, Sheehan. Crazy young fool. And yet I can't blame him.
All right, sir.
Look, Daggett, there's a police post at Black Pass, isn't there?
Yes, sir, there is.
Good, fine. And here's what we'll do. I'll ride back to town with you, Daggett. And Sheehan, you go on ahead to Black Pass.
And catch the corporal, huh?
If you can, but that doesn't matter, as long as you reach the pass ahead of Saltier.
You can do that all right, Inspector. He's been seen at Fort Brandon. He's taking a long way around.
I'll make a few arrangements by phone and follow along as hard as I can. Now, understand, Sheehan?
I understand, sir. I'm to reach the Black Pass ahead of Saltier and head him off.
Head him off? No.
Well, not head him off, sir?
No. When Saltier and his gang reach Black Pass Canyon, let them through. Understand? Let them go through. Come on, Daggett. Let's get going. We've got work to do.
Foster! Foster!
I'm in here. Stand where you are. Who is it?
I'm Sanders, corporal at Glen Afton. I thought I'd find you in the post cabin.
Yeah, I figured that Saltier might think that, too. They tell me he's headed this way, so I've been watching from the dark side of the woodshed. What's new?
Then he hasn't been through?
Not unless he flew. I had a phone call from Inspector Renfrew 5 hours back warning me Saltier was coming. I've been on the watch ever since.
Ah, good. Then I made it.
You've been riding to cut him off?
That's right. I've got to see that swine.
You won't see him here. We've got orders to let him ride through.
Good. Then I'll go down into the canyon. Come on, Ronnie.
Hold on. What's the idea, Corporal? I thought Renfrew was handling this job.
He is. He's handling the chase, but I've got to be in at the kill.
Yeah, but the inspector...
There, Renfrew will understand. Tell him I'll join the posse at Merivale. Come on.
Up, Ronnie.
But you can't hold him alone.
Good luck, Foster.
There's a lunatic if I ever saw one.
Yeah, I should say that just about does it. Got the dynamite, Foster?
Yes, sir, Inspector. Luckily, the road gang had some left.
Yeah, they'll be awful surprised when they come back to the job tomorrow.
I hope not. Maybe it won't be necessary at all. But if it is...
If it is, we'll have them like rats in a bottle.
Rats in a trap, Jim.
Oh, yes, sir. Only this trap is shaped like a bottle.
Now then, Foster, you sure you understand everything?
I think so, sir. When Saltier and his gang come along...
And that'll be right now, directly, any minute.
We let them pass through the canyon as though nothing had happened.
Right. I've telephoned down to Merivale, and the inspector in charge will have 10 men at the mouth of the pass in 3 hours' time.
It is a grand plan, sir. A grand plan indeed. We let them in, and there they are, trapped.
Once into the canyon, they can't get out except at the ends. Either down through Merivale or through this narrow road at this end. Now, if the men down at Merivale drive them back here...
Yes,
then...
sir. I stay here and touch off the dynamite.
Yes, that's it. Or rather, no. No, you can't stay here now. They might see you. I know. We'll all go back to the cabin and wait until they ride through. Are you sure that charge is heavy enough?
Yes, sir. Positive. See how the trail curves around the canyon wall?
Yeah, it's cut right out of the rock.
When the dynamite goes off, it'll drop the road right down to the riverbed, 50 feet straight down. You'd have to have wings to go through after that.
Oh, it seems a shame to spoil the road.
Yeah, maybe we won't have to. But it's the only way we can stop them without gunplay if they come riding back with the Merivale men at their heels. Hello? What's that? Listen.
Horses. Hoofbeats coming down the pass.
Enrufer. It's them, sir.
Yeah, come on. Back to the cabin. Quick, grab that pick and pop. Got the charge in?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Talk about touch and go. Just made it in time.
Yeah, a minute more and they'd have caught us, sir.
Will they see us now, do you think?
Don't think so, sir. We hear the horses quite a bit before we see them. Sort of an echo that comes down the canyon.
Good. We'll duck in the cabin and close the door. Are all the horses hidden?
Our own horses?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Out and back.
Look out, sir. Mind that turn in the trail.
I see it. I'm all right.
Oh, Lord, sir, if a man fell off here, he'd fall a good long ways.
Here we are, sir. Mind the door.
All right. Inside, down below the windows. Quick, hurry, Shin.
Yes, sir.
All right now, sir?
I think so. All we do is wait. And by the way, where's Sandy's?
He went on ahead, sir. I told him how you'd set things up over the phone, and he said he'd ride down the canyon and join the posse at Merivale.
Not if he can help it.
Now, what do you mean, Shin?
Oh, I think Sandy's will want to take Salt here himself. You want to take him and choke him on that bankroll before anybody can stop him?
I don't know that I'd blame him. I rather wish he'd stayed here.
Oh, why, sir?
Oh, he's young. Headstrong. I don't quite like it, Sheehan. He might do something foolish.
Quiet, sir. Here they come.
Renfrew, sir. He's right. Look. Just coming around the bend.
Quiet now. Don't let them guess we're here.
What if they stop in on the chance?
They won't. They're in a hurry.
Look, sir. Is that Salt here? The one in the lead?
I don't know. It looks like it's pictures, but at this distance, can't be sure.
It is Salt here, sir. I saw him in Edmonton on trial.
Count them. How many are there?
Well, I can just see 3 so far. Well, maybe there's another. Say, why not rush out right now, sir, and take them? Come on.
Hey, quiet, Jim. Stay where you are.
Oh, but look, sir, there's only 3 of them, and there's 3 of us.
They'd be back up the trail before we could make it. And then we'd have it all to do over again.
Besides, there's more than 3. Here's 2 more.
Yes. And another 6 in all.
Oh, well, still it's no worse than 2 to 1, sir.
Orders, Sheehan. No unnecessary risk.
All right, sir.
Look. There they go. Around the corner to the south.
Safe to go out now, sir?
Not yet. They might look back.
Now what, sir? When we do go out?
You and I, Sheehan, will follow along behind them, out of sight.
Yes, sir.
Foster, you will go back up the trail to where we set the dynamite, understand?
Yes, sir.
Wait there, but don't touch it off unless you hear signs of trouble.
No, sir.
For example, shots or yells.
I understand, sir.
If possible, we'll try not to blow up the road. But if you do hear shots, well, don't waste any time.
Just light that fuse, me lad, and run.
Exactly. Run back this way and join us. I'll get going. I think it's safe enough now.
All right, sir.
And good luck. I hope we catch them.
We'll catch him, all right. Now then, Sheehan.
Yes, sir?
It's all right. You can leave the door open. Get on the telephone and warn the inspector down at Merivale.
All right, sir.
Tell him Saltier's passed through here and he'll be down to the mouth in 3 hours' time.
Yes, sir. Hello? Hello? What's
the matter?
There's something wrong. Line seems dead.
Let's have it. Hey, you're quite right. It is dead. Does the wire cross the trail anywhere, do you happen to know?
I think it does at that, sir. Just down below a bit.
Then they've cut the wire.
Well, then we can't warn Merivale.
No, but the cut line will be warning enough. They'll be trying to ring us, and the dead line will tell them what's happened.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, Sheehan. Get the horses, and let's follow Saltier.
All right, sir. I'll go bring the horses around, shall I, sir?
Yes. Hello. That sounded like a shot down to the south.
Yes, sir, it was a shot. Do you think... Lord, sir, you don't think that...
Don't wait to think. Get those horses. Something's happened down there, Sheehan. Something we didn't expect.
Are we going down, sir?
We are. As hard as we can ride. Come on, quick.
Yes.
Come on. Hey, stop a bit. Pull up.
Yeah.
Over.
Yes.
Easy.
Over.
Easy, boy.
Tell me, do you hear anything?
I thought I did. Yes. By Jove, I do. Down, Sheehan. Down the trail. Come on, quick.
Yes, sir. Come on. Come on, boy.
Off the trail.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, easy. Dismount. All right, dismount.
Yes, sir.
Quick. Down back of those rocks. We can command the trail from here.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Here they come, sir. Look. Look, it's Saltier coming back.
All right. Wait till he gets opposite. Then we'll go out on foot. But don't show yourself yet.
All right, sir. Oh, here come the others, too, all in a bunch. Say, tell me, sir, what's hit them? What's the matter?
Now then. You on the trail. Stop! Stop!
He's meaning you, Saltier.
Redcoats, let him have it, boys. Write him down. Let him have it, I say.
Get him, son of that dirty cook.
Get down, I tell you. Get down.
Away. You can't stop us.
Don't fire, man. Don't fire. Let him through.
Oh, Renfro. Look, they were shooting, sir. Shooting to kill. Oh, look at him. Do you mean to say you're going to let him get away with that?
Ah, Sheehan, have you forgotten? Foster would have heard those shots.
Oh, Lord, sir, I had forgotten. But look, we're a mile down the canyon. Do you think he'll have heard that far?
Sure to. The place echoes like a vault.
Yeah, I know it does, but what if he didn't?
We'll worry about that when the time comes. Right now, there's something more important.
Yes, sir, I know. Right after him. Black him
up. No, I don't mean that. Don't you understand what's happened, Sheehan?
That I do, sir. A pack of thieving no-goods put a bullet clean through me hat. I'll get them for that if it's the last...
No, Sheehan, no. Look here. Have you ever known outlaws to fire on the mounted?
Well, yes, sir. I have heard of it, but only once.
And why did they do it then?
Well, it seems to me it was because they killed a police officer already. They knew they couldn't be any worse off than that.
That's it, Sheehan. They fired on mounted police because they'd already killed one. And that's the reason Saltier fired on us. Now do you understand?
Not, sir. How could they do it? They didn't reach the mouth of the canyon. They didn't have time.
No, of course they didn't. So what happened? They met an officer on the trail. A mounted policeman who was waiting for them.
Sandys.
Corporal of the mounted police, Sheehan, who was waiting there on the trail to force a $1,000 bribe down the throat of the man that sent it to him. Come on, Sheehan. We've got to find him. Come on.
Come on, boys. We'll make it yet. Ride for it.
South here, look. There's the police cabin we passed on the way down.
No wonder we thought it was deserted. They're out on the trail waiting for us.
Shouldn't have done it, Saltier.
Now, what do you want me to do? Stand there and let them take us? Come on, ride.
They'll be after us. After us, hurry.
Let them. Once we get up to the north again, they can hunt all over British Columbia.
Pull up, Saltier.
Easy, boy. Easy.
There's the narrow place dead ahead.
I have to go single file here. I'll go first.
Ah, come on, will you? Think we've got all day?
Lord, what's that? Dynamite. They've got him out of the road.
Get through now.
Officer, what do we do? The trap!
Hands up, you!
Redcoats!
Down there on the trail, stand and surrender! Stop where you are!
Come on, boys, turn around, back! Back down the pass!
Hold or I'll fire!
Back down the pass, it's our only chance! Come on, ride! Ride!
That was the dynamite, all right. Foster stopped them.
They're trapped now, sir. They'll be back this way.
I only hope so. I want to meet that man. I want to tackle Saltier myself.
I'm with you, sir, all the way, but...
I know. We haven't found Sandys yet. They killed him, Sheehan. I know they did. Hey, look. Look, Sheehan.
Where, sir?
There on that rock. See those spots?
Yes, I see, sir.
Blood, Sheehan. Down this way, I think. Come on. He can't be very far away.
Do you think so? Well, don't you think there's a chance? Just a chance?
Not a chance in the world, Sheehan. They knew what they'd done. That's why they rode through us. That's why they fired at us.
Look there, sir. There in that patch of sun beyond the rock.
A patch of scarlet, Sheehan. A scarlet coat.
Oh, poor lad. Straight through the heart.
Devils. Thieving, murdering devils. Look, Sheehan. His hand there, up at his breast.
Yes, and his coat's unbuttoned, sir. Well, what was he doing?
I think I know. Look here.
What? It's the money, sir. $1,000.
He was reaching for it, Sheehan. Reaching into his pocket for the bribe to throw Saltier's dirty money in his face. That's how he died.
Poor lad. Poor lad. If he'd only thought first of his gun.
No, Sheehan. Not poor lad. Not a bit of it. A brave, gallant gentleman who held honor before life itself. Hand me that money, Sheehan.
Yes, sir. Here.
We've got a job to finish.
Renfrew, sir. Listen, it's them. They're coming back.
With Foster after them. Good old Foster. Come on out on the trail.
Yes, sir. Here they come, sir. Saltier's in the lead.
By heavens, they won't get through us this time. Take your rifle, Sheehan.
Yes, sir.
Get back on that rock.
But Renfrew, sir, what are you doing? Get back, sir. Get back on the trail yourself.
No, Sheehan. I'm holding this trail. Let them pass through if they dare. Stand where you are, Saltier. Stand and surrender.
Saltier, it's all up. It's no use.
Saltier, you fool. Don't shoot. Don't do it.
Out of the way, Redcoat. Out of the trail.
That's enough, Saltier. Don't fire.
I shot once and I'll shoot again. Stand away. All right, then. Have it.
I've got you, Saltier. You can't get away this time.
Renfrew, he's down here. Got him. Shot the gun out of his hand.
All right, cover the other, Sheehan.
Yes, sir.
I've got this one.
Well, don't shoot. Don't shoot. You got me, I tell you. I'm hit.
Stand up there. Stand up, I say, Saltier. My shot only clipped your arm. Turn around.
Inspector Renfrew. Oh, thank the Lord. When I heard the shots, I was afraid.
Yeah, it's all right, Foster. We've got them. We've got them, thanks to Corporal Sandys.
Stand still, you.
Sandys? What's he got to do with it?
Sandys turned them back. Now he's lying up there on the rocks, dead.
Why, the crooks, the scum. Let me at
them. Stand back. Keep them off me.
All right, get back, Foster. This man's a prisoner.
If I had my way, he'd hang. He'd hang right here and now.
He'll hang, all right. Never fear about that.
You can't do that. You can't do it.
Oh, don't worry, Saltier. It won't be here. You're going to get a proper ending with all the formalities. Yes, by Jove, all the formalities money can buy. You've earned them. Look here, Saltier. Yes, look at this money. This blood-soaked roll of bills. The money you tried to bribe Sandys with. That's why you can count on the formalities, Saltier. You bought them and paid for them.
You're lucky they're not crammed down your throat. That's what Sandys wanted to do.
Yes, and he'd have done it, too. He wouldn't take your bribe, and you killed him. Foster.
Yes, sir?
Repair that wire and telephone down to Maryvale.
Yes, sir.
Tell them that Corporal Sandys' job is finished.
Bring to a close another adventure of Renfrew of the Mounted, famous inspector of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, known to thousands of young Americans and Canadians through the books and stories of Laurie York Erskine, and specially adapted for radio by George Ludlum. The cast included House Jameson, as Renfrew.